Well, it has been almost a decade since the Black Saturday fires killed 173 people in Victoria and destroyed thousands of properties. On the 7th of February 2009, extreme heat, high winds and low humidity combined catastrophically, fueling flames in already parched country and resulting in Australia's most devastating bushfires. In Gippsland, 11 people died when a deliberately lit fire swept through the small town of Churchill. That blaze was started by arsonist Brendan Sokoluk, who was later sentenced to 17 years in jail. Tonight, Australian Story is going to look back at that fatal day in Churchill.
Trying to apprehend an arsonist is extremely difficult. Only 1% of arsonists are actually detected. Traditionally, they're very versatile criminals. They are furtive, and I think sometimes they set out to kill. In fact, sometimes they do.
Well, this edition of Australian Story was produced by Quentin McDermott. He's here in the studio with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Hamish.
Take us back to that Saturday, 7th of February 2009. There had been repeated warnings about extreme fire conditions. Just how bad were they?
They were very extreme, Hamish. And as you say, John Brumby, who was then Premier of Victoria, and many, many others had been making these repeated warnings. The conditions were appalling. Gale force winds, temperatures of 46 degrees around there, and very, very dry conditions indeed around Victoria. And in Churchill, no one would have been unaware of that. So if anyone wanted to actually go out and light a fire, they would have known that the devastation that could be caused by that could well be extreme.
The focus of tonight's Australian Story is the town of Gippsland, Churchill in Gippsland, where 11 people died. Why is this particular town so important? What have we learnt from what happened there?
Well, I think behind the scenes, Hamish, a great deal of research has happened following the fires in Churchill, because this was the only one in Victoria. 173 people died all in all, 11 in Churchill, but this was the only one that has been established as being started deliberately. And so a lot of research has gone in academically, and we have a criminologist from Monash, Paul Reid, who we heard just then, who's done an enormous amount of research into profiling arsonists and trying to find ways to prevent arsonists from actually lighting fires, or people who may turn into arsonists, if you like, later on in their lives.
We heard a clip at the start of this interview talking about Brendan Sokoluk, the individual that was sentenced to prison. Did he have a history of arson? What was he like?
Well, he was suspected of having a history of arson. He was actually a former CFA volunteer, unfortunately, and there were suspicions when he was in the CFA that he'd been turning up to fires kind of unexpectedly to help, and there were suspicions that the reason he knew about those fires was because he'd actually lit them. But one of the things about that we explore in our story tonight is his background, and in broader terms, his background, the fact that he was autistic. He had a borderline intellectual disability. He had the most appalling time at school, being bullied in very extreme and graphic ways. And so, you know, there is a question there, I think, which is whether or not the community of Churchill kind of understood what was going on with him, whether other parents, school teachers and others, you know, understood who this boy was, what his disabilities were and what could occur if he wasn't properly supported.
It sounds like you really get into the psychology of the arsonist. And I suppose at this time of year, it is the moment at which we start talking about arsonists a lot. Is there something we can take away from tonight's story?
Well, I think very obviously there is a message to the community which Paul Reid and others bring out in our story, which is being alert to the issues, being alert to those people within the community who you believe may be troubled, and not hesitating if you believe. I mean, in Brendan Sokoluk's case, he was lighting large fires in his backyard in the run-up to Black Saturday. If you suspect that someone, you know, maybe someone who is at a danger of actually going out and doing something very serious, to report it to the police, to Crime Stoppers, to the local fire brigade, whatever, There was intelligence, if you like, on Brendan Sokoluk, but unfortunately on the day, he still went out and lit these fires. I think what the authorities are trying to do now is to try to find ways to ensure that if there is intelligence on someone, that can be acted on before a disaster occurs.
You've accessed never seen police footage of Brendan Sokoluk, the initial interview. What did you learn from that?
Well, I think what the police learned was that, well, they, I think first of all they were stunned actually, because when they initially arrested him in the street, he appeared to be quite kind of chatty and coherent, and then when they turned the camera on in his home and started interviewing him, he couldn't remember his middle name, and he was acting, to quote Chloe Hooper, the author, as a village idiot. And I think they were kind of deeply suspicious of that. But I think they learned quite a lot from that as well, because I think that alerted them to the fact that maybe he was trying to cover up what in fact he had done on Black Saturday.
As you say, a lot of work has been done since the Black Saturday fires to try and learn from it. Are those things now being implemented in Australia ahead of, I mean, we are being told it could be a very bad bushfire season, particularly on the East Coast this year?
Well, certainly in Gippsland, for example, they've set up an organisation called the Gippsland Arson Prevention Project, which brings in all of the different organisations who have an interest in not just fighting fires, but preventing them. So I think they are being very active. I also believe, and I don't have any detail of this, that behind the scenes, VicPol, Victoria Police, are certainly working very hard indeed on, building up their intelligence, as I say, on potential arsonists and refining the profiling of potential arsonists so that they can hopefully prevent anyone going out and starting a fire.
Quentin McDermott, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Hamish.
Australian Story, The Burning Question, is on air tonight on ABC TV at 8 p.m. You can also watch it on iView.